Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Troy Dooley here, the host of RealMentorsRadio.com, and we are finishing up Darren Hardy's phenomenal book, How to Select a Network Marketing Company, Six Keys to Scrutinizing, Comparing, and Selecting a Million-Dollar Home-Based Business. Next week, we are starting a new series, and doggone it if I just can't figure out which one of these to do. I mean, we have How to Become Filthy, Stinking Rich Through Network Marketing by Mark Yarnell. Looks like a phenomenal book. I'm glad Mark sent that in to me. I think it's going to be great. We're going to check on that. We'll see it. I have The Woman's Millionaires Club by MGM. She's an international speaker and consultant, and bless her heart, she gave me this book when I was at the ANMP. I'm looking through it. I have David Blanchard's brand new book. David is the CEO of the Ogmandino Group. Today begins a new life. I mean, these are great. And then I have a tried and true book I've been wanting to get to. It's John Maxwell's newest release, The Five Levels of Leadership. Now, I think I've narrowed it down. And I think I've narrowed it down to two books. I'm gonna be focusing in on this over the weekend. It's either going to be John Maxwell's book, The Five Levels of Leadership, or it's going to be David Blanchard's book, Today I Begin a New Life. One of these two books, you will have to tune in Monday morning in order to figure out which one of these books that I am going to do. And I tell you, I'm looking at David's book right now, and it's got some really great titles. I mean, here is one, The Furnace of Adversity, A Pivotal Moment of Surrender, Miracles in Retrospect, Healing the Bruises of Failure, My Journal. Wow, the principles I've learned. This ought to be good. The Art of Connection, The Greatest Secret to Success, Mental Creation, Physical Creation. I tell you what, this looks good. We're going to see. My pappy years ago gave me some of the original manuscripts from Ogmandino, and when Og passed away, the family asked David Blanchard to step in as CEO of the Ogmandino Group, and now the greatest salesman in the world. I have all 10 scrolls right here at my hands, and I have David's new book. So we're going to decide. We'll see over the weekend. If you've got one, if you want input, all you need to do, send me an email, troydooley@mlmhelpdesk.com. You can let me know which book that you would like to see us do next. Today I Begin a New Life by David Blanchard, CEO of the Ogmandino Group, or The Five Levels of Leadership by John Maxwell. It's going to be great. Today we're in Chapter 11. Actually, we're going to do Chapter 11 and 12. It's kind of all of one. It's the end of what I believe is one of the best reference manuals. And that's what I'm calling this. Lord knows I don't have a clue what Darren might call it, but I believe this is a phenomenal reference manual. How to Select a Network Marketing Company. You can go to networkingbook.com and you can get a copy. You know, it's the people ask me all the time, Troy, how much do these authors pay you to do their books? I got to tell you, I can't divulge that secret, but it's priceless. It's not in money. It's in relationship. It's in what I learn. Some of the books we do over the last few years, and you guys know them, I mean, they haven't been all that good. Some books just are hot. You grab nuggets of wisdom from them. Other books, you think, man, how'd they get this written? But I always learn something from the majority of the authors. And we've done some great books both inside and outside of the network marketing arena. The results that I've heard back from our listeners is what really allows me to know that we're doing something here, because it's you guys that make the big difference. When I hear back from you and you say, hey, man, that nugget of wisdom from this book or that book made a difference in my life, thanks for sharing it. When I watch our downloads start going upwards to 20,000 a month from people listening to the show, gathering information on these books. When authors call me up and say, Troy, man, sales are up, thanks for sharing. I know we do something good. See, we don't charge an author to do their book. My mama a long time ago taught me it was better to read than to watch TV. So I find this a privilege to every day be able to pick up a book and read. the sad parts of my day is when I get somebody that calls and says, I don't have time to listen, I don't have time to read, I got to go build my business. And I think, man, what kind of business are you going to build when everybody else is growing around you and you're dying? See, none of us know it all. When Darren gave me this book earlier last month at the A&MP convention, I felt so blessed. I've been watching Darren from a distance. I've got to know him as a friend the last few years. It's amazing how much I've learned over the last few weeks just reading through this book, learning more and more. And man, I'm telling you, if you are in network marketing, any type of direct sales, if you want to make sure you don't make the mistakes that some of us have made, I challenge you to buy his book. It's great. Darren starts the chapter off, The Best MLM Companies Review. And he makes it very clear, the top 10 opportunities are worth evaluating seriously, and only the top 5 score high enough to be considered as superior companies. And we're going to talk about these in a minute. You're also going to see that I'm going to be a little controversial today, because some of the companies that Darren mentions, I may not see as the top 5 or 10. See, sometimes friends and experts can disagree on which companies are doing what. That's interesting, and they still stay friends. Darren wrote something here, though, and I really love this. He said, although I believe in developing multiple streams of income, I truly believe that you should commit to one network marketing opportunity at a time and give your heart and soul to it. Some people have already written me and said, Troy, that seems controversial when I read it, and it's not. See, a lot of people have misconstrued Robert Allen's original phrase, multiple streams of income. When Robert said that, he was actually talking about real estate. That's now escalated into different things. I run a conglomerate, if you will, of multiple streams of income. Our company is in publishing. It's in consulting. It's in media production. It's in running a blog network. I mean, we do a variety of things. Multiple streams of income under one common theme. When people try to build network marketing companies, more than one, or through a portfolio company, the success has never lasted long term, period. But let's take Darren's specific situation. Darren is a company owner. They own a network marketing company called Yoli. That's one stream of income. Darren has also shared through this book that a couple of network marketing companies that he has been at in the past, he still earns an income from. He has also disclosed that he has a consulting business and he writes books. That's multiple streams of income. But he's not trying to grow more than one network marketing company. I have a good friend of mine, Brian McMullen. Brian is a unique individual. Years ago, when I started supporting him and his team, he was just really getting his I don't know, it was definitely his second wind, but he was really just getting started correctly in network marketing, building out one of the first powerful online funnel systems called Concord, and he was with LifeForce International. Brian still receives a phenomenal paycheck from LifeForce International, but he has become so passionate about this profession that when he left LifeForce, he went to New Vision, what we know now as Vima, and has built a phenomenal success in Vima. But Brian has also been known to look at a network marketing opportunity and internationally go in and say, hey, I want to build this company over here in this country or that country. And I think he's done that a couple, three times. He's the only person I've ever known that has been able to ride to the top of a compensation plan in more than one company. It is not a duplicatable process. You have to give your heart and soul to one network marketing company. Now, I can tell you this. If you want multiple streams of income and you're looking at it in network marketing, I strongly suggest that you find a company, as Darren has alluded to, that has more than one product. The company Youngevity is known as the cloud MLM. They bring companies together under one umbrella. They just brought in a service-based company called Financial Destinations International. They have different tracks that a person can get involved in, from debt elimination to financial services to several different things. Plus, they're a health and nutrition company. They even have a little cell phone division. See, that one company is like the old-fashioned conglomerates, and you're able to have multiple streams of income with one company. I strongly suggest that type of situation. Darren is here. He's talking about his list, and we're going to go over his list here of North American companies, the top picks that he has. They go from 2 years old to 50 years old. This is something unique that he writes in here. He says over one-third of these companies still produce a majority of their revenue through 1 to 4 flagship products. One of the reasons that he picked these companies is because of the experience, the integrity, and the ambition of the founders of these top 30 companies. Although their products vary, the company all show a level of determination to get where they are. I thought that was phenomenal. He goes on and he says this. He says, success leaves clues, as so does failure. Make sure you study this book inside out, and I definitely recommend it. This book, along with Dr. Keith Lagos' textbook for colleges, are the two books now that I go to when I'm looking for answers. I use Rod Cook and who was the other guy that we just pulled this book up? He's the owner of InfoTrack, Mark Rollins. We use these two books when it comes to compensation. See, you cannot just rely on one source. You got to be broadened out. And people say sometimes, well, Troy, I disagree with that. Well, maybe you do. But see, I come from a conservative Christian background. And in our faith, we believe in going to a variety of sources for answers. Matter of fact, we have 66 different books written by, I think, over 30 different or 40 different authors. So we have this tendency of looking at a variety of sources to make sure that the one answer is correct. I strongly suggest you do that in business. Now, I do want to say this. Darren's list in this book may be outdated, because to be up to date, to get all the information you're going to need, you need to go to networkmarketingbook.com. That's where he keeps an online updated source. But I want to look at the companies that he lists as a rising star. And I want to dig deep into these, each one of them. We're going to take a little bit of time because I think it's important that we do this. The first one is his own company, Yoli, launched in 2009. It's in nutrition and weight loss. They use a binary and a unilevel type plan. And people that looked at this, they say, well, Troy, of course he'd put his company number one. It benefits his pocketbook. For you that say that, you don't know Darren Falter the way I do. See, the reason Yoli is an up-and-coming company that he puts, and yet he still makes it very clear it's a risky venture, it's a startup, is because he used all the principles with his partners to launch that company. So everything he writes in this book of what you need, he has. I know his partners personally. They are passionate. They are committed to the longevity of this company. They are committed to their distributors. I'm so proud of what they've done. They go out of their way to find the best products for their people, with the best ingredients, with the best science, with the best story. They don't make up stuff. I think that's good. And that's what we all need. If we don't have that, we have issues. So we have to keep that in mind as we move forward. Another company that it has on here is Kivana. Kivana is an interesting company in and of itself. They have a unique history. They have a unique product line. About every 90 days to 6 months, they bring out a new product that actually works well with their existing product line, but they know that you've got to continually work with folks as you move them through a system. First may be weight loss, but then it may be weight management. Then it may be anti-aging, whatever the case is, whatever the situation is. You've got to be able to make this happen to make it work, and I believe that that is a unique situation, something that you definitely want to be able to accomplish. So many times people don't do that. They just come out with some product. Matter of fact, let's talk about Kivana for a minute. These guys, they laugh at me sometimes because when they first started, they just started as a company called Nuco.com. And when it was first brought to me, I told people, man, be very careful about that because, you know, this company's website sucks. It just looks stupid. I mean, be careful. And they were laughing. Now I've interviewed Devin Glazier, their CFO, and we've talked, and it's been so fun to watch this company grow. They've got an impeccable way of doing things. Unilevel or a binary compensation plan, actually it's kind of a hybrid compensation plan is what they're using. But what was so unique is they decided they wanted to get several master distributors, not just one. And by using the binary, but using it in the way they've done, they've been able to bless several people. Not everyone has stayed that started out as a master distributor, but what we have found is those that have been rocking good. Matter of fact, one of the books I mentioned by Mark Yarnell, it's actually written by Mark Yarnell and his wife, Valerie Bates, and Derek Hall and Shelby Hall. And Derek Hall happens to be the CEO and a co-founder of Kivana. Interesting company. Another company that he mentions started in 2008 called doTERRA. It's an essential oils company. They use a Unilevel plan. I don't know much about that company. Haven't heard a lot about them. Darren is praising that company, so I would probably say that they are doing well, but I would not maybe call them a rising star. I haven't heard a lot about that company, which means that they're not catching a lot of momentum yet. Another company that he mentions is Zyja, launched in 2006. It's in Nutritia. They're using a Unilevel plan. Then MXI, Zauki, XOCAI, 2006. It's in Healthy Chocolates, Nutrition. It's a binary Unilevel plan. The Healthy Chocolate stuff is taking on its own meaning. Several companies have done this. I'm big into chocolate. I think that you can use the antioxidants in it. It can be very good. But it's one of those things that as you study, as you look at it, as you move forward, then you've got to say, okay, you know, what else is going to be there? Is there going to be something else that's big? Is it going to be something that we can use? And sometimes it makes you wonder. Longevity, another company that I love, actually has a healthy chocolate line. They bought a company a few years ago. Their triple chocolate is phenomenal. And that's I study the companies and the products, and that's how we know when something is going good. The last company he mentions as an up-and-coming rising star is LifeVantage. And their product really is cutting edge. They kind of lead the science on it. They are I'm looking up right now because I don't want to screw up the actual name. Prodantium, I think it's Protiam, something like that. Anyway, here's the deal. There has been some controversy with this company, and the reason being is they use some interesting financial instruments that in part have caused the demise of Wall Street over the last few years. They have not made a profit, but they are growing phenomenally well. They also have a pending litigation with Burke Hedges, who is a phenomenal consultant in this industry. And in reviewing all of the public documents, I do question the current leadership over there and how wise some of their moves have been. But from what the distributors have been doing, this company definitely has been growing. I would agree with Darren. They are a rising star. They use a Unilevel compensation plan. I'm big into that, as you guys know. So Darren's got some pretty cool rising stars. Some other rising stars that I have seen that Darren doesn't put in the book is Beyond Organic. Jordan Rubin launched this company. He was the founder of Garden of Life. He decided to launch this. He put his money behind it. They bought a gigantic ranch that's an organic ranch in South Missouri, about 7,800 acres, bought a processing plant that was in bankruptcy, saved a small town, in my opinion, by buying this processing plant. Not only did he save the jobs, but they added jobs to it. I believe that's a phenomenal deal right there when you do that. Another great up-and-coming company is Restelli Direct, part of Restelli Group. It's an $800 million a year food group out of the New England area. This family, the Restelli family, have a long history in the meat processing business. They started out with a butcher shop, and now they launched this. During the height of our two wars in the Mideast, the Restelli Group was actually delivering the majority of the foods and equipment, everything but the guns, that were used over there in those two theaters. Phenomenal history, phenomenal companies. I'm proud of what they're doing. That's what you've got to look at. Another company that's actually a little over 6 years old now is the Limu Group, or the Limu Company, I guess how they say it, Gary Racer's company out of Florida. This company has started to come on strong. They're an up-and-coming company. So when I look at this, I there's a lot of companies that just Darren wasn't able to put in here that fit the criteria that he talks about. Now, he talks about industry icons, companies that have kicked butt. These are the 20 top companies. ForLife started in 1998, Arbonne, 1975, Forever Green, 2003, Forever Living, 1978. Man, Forever Living, I mean, like 70% of all aloe vera comes from them. Herbalife, 1980, Isagenics, 2001. Now, he lists Manitech on here, 1992. Manitech has taken a hit lately. Their stock is tremendously down. They lost $7 million last quarter. Nothing to do with their distributors or their product, to be quite honest. What's happened is that they've just had some internal issues with the officers over there, and it's really hurt them bad. And because of changes they made, some of their best distributors have gone elsewhere. They're doing other things that really they could turn themselves around if they do it right. So I just got to be open and honest there. Market American, 1992. Monavie, 2005. Monavie took a major hit the last couple of years. But what they've done in the last, 4 months now, is they brought out Monavie 2.0. They rearranged some of their corporate stuff, brought in Randy Schroeder from the field and from Europe to be the president of North America. And I tell you what, that company is getting a second wind and moving forward. New Skin, 1984, rocking and rolling, doing great there, a breakaway. Cincy started in 2004, got some major momentum in 2010, 2011. This candle company is just blowing and going out of this world, and it's because their leadership inside and out really have had a passion for what they're doing. Proud of that company. Tahitian Noni, 1996, they've made a big change. Send-out cards, this is one that I gotta mention. Darren's got it in here. Great little company, and I do mean little in the form that they've got a one-product type deal. And they've made some changes that, in talking to a couple of their distributors, they really like the changes that are made. I like the changes, and here's why. Before they made the change to their compensation plan just about a month ago, they really would get into some hot water if a regulator came looking at them, because they didn't really have a customer criteria. So they've made some changes. I think we're going to see this company doing some things in the future that's going to benefit their distributors. And on that note, I gotta mention their only competitor in the playing field right now, brand spanking new company, I mean less than a year old, and it's a little company called Pixingo. And when you look at their leadership over there, and you look at the passion that they have, you look at their financials, you look at their product mix, you look at their field force, you look at their compensation plan, which is a unilevel, you start to see that this company right here, although very few people have heard of it, would actually be in one of these up-and-coming rising star companies that's coming on strong. I believe it would be in a top 20 list because they're taking it to an out-of-the-box focus. Instead of just saying, well, we're going to try the network marketing thing and do it the old-fashioned way. They're actually putting the network marketing gig on steroids, kind of like what we saw Visalis Science do. They're saying, you know what, this is what works, but we also think some other things will work. And because they actually are one of my clients, I can't divulge everything that they're doing. But I'm telling you what, when I look at them and send out cards, I'm very proud of both of those companies. And I believe that they're going to be working side by side in vertical niches, and their distributors are going to be very successful. So I get excited when I see things like that. Another one is Univera. Univera started in 1999. Their parent company owns the largest botanical laboratory out there. They do more research and development than any other company that I know of. They've had their own issues, their ups and downs. They fall a few times, but very passionate field force. I love what they're doing. Obviously, USANA. Vima, one of I just love this company. They are coming on strong. They're one of these companies that people like Darren here has got them. They launched in 2004, but you have to look at their parent company that they just merged into their new brand. It was New Vision International, and that company has over 15 years of track record. This is one of the few companies that owns their own bottling plant. They have their own in-house formulator. Phenomenal. Reminds me a lot of what Youngevity's doing. Youngevity didn't make this list, but I got to tell you something. Youngevity is a 15-year-old company that truly is in a class of its own because their founder, Dr. Joel Wallach, there is no one in health and nutrition like him, ever. There hasn't been. I'm not sure there ever will be. He is the Art Williams to health and nutrition. He has fought the government. He has won. He will take on the regulators because he knows what's right. He creates products and surrounds himself with other formulators that know what they're doing. And I tell you what, I'm in the middle of reading his books. We're going to be doing one of them on the air very soon and getting to know him, knowing his son and his daughter-in-law and their staff. Powerful company that I think should have been on Darren's list, but just didn't make it. And like I said earlier, we all have different criterias. This is what makes it interesting, not just on our radio show, but you learning, you digging deep. Because here's what's going to happen. The odds are you're going to find companies that you say, Troy, this would be on my top list. Just like Darren has his top five, I have my five. Matter of fact, I think here's what I'll do. Darren's, that little stud is made his list. I will, in the next 10 days, release my 2012 top 10 pick of network marketing companies, and I will base it on the criteria. And we will show you why these companies have something that other companies don't. One company that will be on my list that most people have never heard of is a little company out of Houston, Texas called Vitel Wireless. Now, I'm not a fan of the wireless industry, but I have watched Scott Rogers and his crew over there do something totally out of the box. They shouldn't even call themselves a wireless company with what they're doing. And in the next few days, I'm going to release a public announcement that will be the first in the history of network marketing that this guy has done. It will blow your mind. Folks, it's been an awesome week. We are in town next week. Like I said, we're either going to be doing David Blanchard's book or we're going to do John Maxwell's book. We're going to go through that, and then I'm going to get into one of Doc Wallach's books. I'm excited about where that's going. I want you guys to have a blessed Easter weekend. For you that are authentic followers of Jesus Christ, you call yourselves Christians, this is very important for you. For you of my Jewish friends, this is a huge weekend for you. I want you all to realize that even though there are people in the world that don't believe the way you do, it's a powerful weekend. Matter of fact, even in the Islamic faith, this is a weekend that they also rank up their high in their faith. It's something that we all should sit back and think about in our lives. It doesn't matter what faith you might be. When you look at the fact that all people of all faiths, or at least some faiths, get together and have a passionate weekend. We can be thankful that we live in America. where no matter what your religious persuasion is, whether I agree with it or disagree with it, you have the right to worship the way you see fit. And I believe that it always needs to be that way, period. Be on the radio with us this afternoon, Aces Radio Live, where my phenomenal co-host and the founder of Aces Radio Live, Jim Gilhouse, will lead us into some crazy, nutty monologue and have some phenomenal guests that will be on that show. It will be a fun time. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure, and remember, you are network marketing, so act like it. I'll see you here Monday morning on RealMentorsRadio.com.